Where in the Bible will I find salvation by faith, works, and law? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Law is a rule of action. To insist that there is no law in the New Testament is to urge that there's no rule by which we're to walk today. In complete contrast with such a view, there is a law of Christ. Galatians 6, verse 2, 1 Corinthians 9, 21. A law of the Spirit, Romans 8, 2. A law of liberty, as it's called in James 1, 25, and James 2, verse 12. And a law of love, Romans 13, 10. Rejection of these laws is in direct conflict with the plain affirmation of the inspired Scriptures. Sin is the transgression of the law. Where there is no law, neither is there transgression, Romans 4, 15. Sin, according to 1 John 3, 4, is lawlessness. Lawlessness is an offense against God. But where there is no law, there can be no offense. Gentiles, never under the law of Moses, readily accepted these laws of the Christian age, but the Jews, who were accustomed to the law of Moses, were slow in accepting the change. In John 1:17, John said, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." And Paul, writing to the saints at Rome concerning Moses' law, said, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." Romans 6:14. You see, Christians are not under the law of Moses, but are in this dispensation wholly answerable to Christ, amenable to Him through the system of grace originating with Him. Our works are the works of God. In John 6, 28 and 29, we find these words, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." Now these works include faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. To accept one and not all of these is a rejection of our Lord. We're saved on the merits of Christ's blood shed on our behalf, but appropriated on our compliance with the conditions which the Lord Himself gave. Please do not be fooled by false teachers of faith only. The Lord saves us, but He saves only when we believe, repent, confess, and are baptized in water for the remission of sins.